Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll start things out with a story I think I mentioned over the last couple nights, but we just never had a chance to get to it. From William Grigg at the Lou Rockwell blog, with a domestic problem, unless your intention is for potentially fatal harm to come to you or the relative with whom you're having trouble, never go to the police for help. And we've read so many stories over the years where well-intentioned people, with the idea of that the police were going to come and help them with a situation, had called the police, and then only ended up arrested themselves. Arrested or worse, in many cases, possibly beaten. You remember the story from last year, Mark, where the lady had a driver's license that was like her sister or something like that, and
right.
The cops took her in.
She wasn't driving anything.
They called them to her house. She called the cops to her house because of an issue that they were having. She ended up getting taken away, taken to the police station, stripped naked, and just humiliated by the cops. It was an awful situation. Well, now it's it just keeps getting worse. This time it's a 14-year-old girl that they went after. Tucumcari, New Mexico is where it happened. She wound up in the hospital with a taser dart embedded in her skull after her mother took her to the police department because the two of them had been fighting. Now, of course, parents is a bad idea. Look, if you're having trouble with your kids, go sign up for counseling or something like that. Don't take them to the police department to have the police straighten
right.
your kids out.
I concur with that. The police are not a dispute resolution organization. They are an organization that puts people in jail.
Yep, that's what they do.
That's what their job is. That's how they have to solve problems. I'm not saying that there aren't some qualified police officers out there that really can do some dispute resolution. However, that's not what they're incentivized to do, unfortunately, unless they're in a particularly good department, unlike one I've heard of on multiple occasions. But, you know, I think that you should call the cops if you feel you're in danger of being harmed physically, severely. I don't think that it's such a great idea to just bring any old, family problem to the police. That seems silly.
If your teenager is acting out, and you have the level of control over them that you can get them into the car with you to drive them down to the police station, you don't have a situation where the police need to be involved. I would say do everything you can to avoid calling the police department. Call other family members, call a friend, call a neighbor in. Do whatever you can to avoid bringing the cops in, because this could happen to you. After Ms. Aiken drove to the police station, the teenager, who suffers from epilepsy, quite sensibly decided it would be foolish to seek help from the police and walked away from the facility. No mention is made of the youngster being under arrest, so there was no reason at all for the police to pursue her as if she were a criminal. Nonetheless, a call was sent out saying that a girl had run off from the station. Police Chief Roger Hatcher responded, tracking the teen down at nearby George Mullinus Park. When he called to her, the young lady, perhaps recalling parental advice against accepting rides from creepy strangers, ran away. Now, we probably know as adults that running from the cops is generally a bad idea. Yeah, generally doesn't work out too well for the person running, but the girl's 14, epileptic, maybe she just doesn't know that. So she decided to run away from the strange man who was pursuing her, who, by the way, was the police chief. You'd think that the police chief would know a little bit better how to handle a situation like this, but no, he just turned to brute force. Chief Hatcher briefly gave pursuit on foot, but chasing down a fleet-footed teenage girl is hard. So Hatcher, he's probably fat, too.
Well, it could be.
So, Hatcher, that's a good guess. Usually a safe guess with these guys. The longer they're on the force, the more unsightly they can become as far as their physique is concerned.
Different forces have different rules of...
True. Some of them do require continued updates that they check in and they go to a doctor and that they have themselves evaluated, but it doesn't seem to be that way in a lot of departments. Anyway, so chasing down the teenager was hard, so Hatcher pulled out his taser and shot the youngster in the head. She committed a delinquent act, snivelled the tax feeder to the press. She was running from police across traffic without looking. If he'd been able to grab and tackle her, Hatcher continued, he would have done so, since there was no lawful reason to do that. Actually, there wasn't. The girl was not a criminal suspect. She had not been taken into custody, and the only lawful course of action on Hatcher's part would have been to make sure that the girl wasn't critically injured by traffic when she ran away from him. So after waddling after her, Hatcher ordered her to stop and then did what I had to do, meaning that he shot her in the head with a reliably lethal instrument of electroshock torture. The assailant, who insists that things could have been worse had he not shot the girl in the head, plans to refer the case to the juvenile probation officer for possible charges, reports the paper. If he succeeds in saddling the... This is, by the way, the Portales News Tribune. If he succeeds in saddling his victim with the criminal charges, Mr. Hatcher will surely deserve to be horsewhipped. Stacy Aiken, whose idea it was to seek police intervention, was horrified by the results. She said that one of the darts entered her skull. A CAT scan disclosed that the implement had actually entered her brain a little bit, but not much. Not surprisingly, the girl remains hospitalized at Albuquerque's University of New Mexico Hospital. Apart from offering a redundant illustration of the eagerness of our protectors to use lethal force against the innocent, this episode offers a critical object lesson. Never, 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 in, I don't know what this means, in secula seculorum, go to the police for help. That's what happened to a little 14-year-old teenage girl who ran away from the cops who weren't even arresting her. There was no process going on here. Just it was the whole running from the cops thing.
Don't run from cops.
That
really
just triggered the cop right into must stop this person mode. Yeah. And they went in and they shot the girl in the head and pierced her skull with a taser to the point that the barbs actually touched her brain.
Well,
and you know they're gonna find that this chief did everything he had to do, that he was completely within the bounds of his instruction and his duties as a police officer, and of course he's the police chief. How could they find otherwise, right? This guy is going to be completely walking scot-free as this young lady, who already is an epileptic person, is who knows what kind of problems having an electrode from a taser gun touching your brain might end up resulting in.
Yeah, that can't be good. But, you know, in this instance, I totally understand why the police officer did it. I'm not saying it's good, but I understand why the police officer did it. Can you imagine going back to the station saying, I couldn't catch her? That's going to, you know, make them the target of a lot of ribbing amongst their peers.
Yeah, whatever. He's the chief. Who cares?
I'm sorry. You don't want him talking in the hall like that. I'm not saying that it's okay to have shot this girl in the head with a taser. But
I don't think that was going through his head. I think what was going through his head is that someone's running. I stop that person. Stop.
Could be.
Stop in the name of the law. 800-259-9231. So it's just story after story. We could go on and dig up more of these things for you because there's never any end to this. As long as we have the police in this country, and this happens around the world too, this stuff. As long as we have police that have the attitude of they can do no harm, they can do no wrong, that they can get away with whatever it is that they're doing, and they know they can get away with murder, then they'll just do what they do. They'll hurt whoever they hurt. They'll burn down people's houses. We've read stories about that. They have destroyed lives, destroyed human beings, destroyed families, destroyed property endlessly. Where will it end? When will it all stop? When will I be able to stop funding them? When will I be able to stop paying for this violence? Because I'm not interested in it, but I'm scared to stop. Because if I stop paying, then they'll send the men with the guns and the tasers and the batons after me.
And they won't be, and those men won't be able to tell themselves that this is an inappropriate time to be using violence. I must stop because they, you know, that
they're just following orders. They're just doing their jobs.
Not the way the system works.
So this afternoon, when our friend Sam was accosted by the court bureaucrats again, and I don't know if he's going to call in tonight. I'll see if I can get him out, roust him up, and get him on the phone to tell about the story because I wasn't there for this, unfortunately. But Sam went into the courtroom today, or not to the courtroom, but to the court lobby, the infamous Keene District Court lobby where they arrest anybody with a video camera. He went into that lobby with a group of activists for the purposes of looking at public files and was subsequently assaulted and attacked by one of the court bureaucrats there. He went to the police department afterwards to report the situation, and the police said they'll investigate. But first Sam has to fill out their paperwork. We'll see what comes of that. 800-259-9231.
Does anybody else have to fill out paperwork when they want the cops to go investigate something?
No. Well, if it's the cops, I don't know if the cops have to fill out their own paperwork. More on the way. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. That's, again, toll-free for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away the features. Those other talk show hosts would like to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy those features, including the archives. Go back for an entire year. You can download all of those shows totally free right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Ladies first, Carrie is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, it's Terry.
And, oh, sorry about that, Terry.
I just heard about your show today, and I really like it.
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, thanks. I have a couple things on my mind. With everything going on with the stimulus, cap and trade, health care, and our Constitution, is Obama impeachable for not protecting our country and following the guidelines of our Constitution?
Well, first of all, let's start with the first question. We can get to your whatever else you wanted to get to.
Okay.
You asked the question, is Obama impeachable for not protecting our country?
Yes.
First of all, you should know that the government has no obligation to protect you in any way, shape, or form. The Supreme Court has ruled that over and over again. It's a myth propagated by people like George Bush and Barack Obama that the government is indeed supposed to protect you. It's kind of what they want you to believe, but there's really no obligation. So, no, that's not something you could likely impeach a president on. And secondly, it's very unlikely that the president could be impeached because, well, who's going to do it?
My second question is, I'm an accountant, and I've seen up to 56% of people's wealth declined through this debauchery. And my question is, what is the goal of the government with all this stuff that is going on? What is their goal? Are they trying to destroy our economy, to become into a one-world government? Or what is the goal? Do you know?
I don't know about the I think that only people can only speculate. And I don't know about the one world government thing. It seems strange to me that that most politicians would want a one world government when they know that that would basically put them out of a job. However, I suppose it's possible that some of them, certainly some of them do. But I would say what their goal is to expand their purview and grow the their power and their organization. Just like pretty much everybody is that has a job, they want to grow the size of the organization they work for and expand their power within that organization. The only problem is the government has a monopoly privilege on the use of force, and so when they do their expansions, you've got to pay for it or they put you in jail.
Yeah, I think your answer is relatively accurate, Mark, except for the fact that the government itself likely can't hold the goal because it doesn't exist. There are only individuals within the government.
Well, then you're saying each business doesn't exist either.
But each of those individuals in the government might have slightly differing goals. While a bureaucrat may be interested in doing what you're suggesting and increasing his or her influence over the bureaucracy and how many little bureaucrats they have underneath them and increasing the budget of their program so they can get more perks, a politician may have the goal of, for instance, rewarding his friends in business and punishing his enemies in business, and, of course, the goal of getting reelected, that sort of thing. So within the government, there are people with slightly differing goals, but overall, it's they can do whatever they want because they'll just take your money from you.
Well, once the economy is so weak, how are they going to sustain the power? If there's no money to do anything, how are they going to sustain it?
What you're assuming is that they understand what they're doing, and I think maybe to some extent they do. But if you have
some may not,
if you have a cookie jar, and somebody can go up there and take cookies out of the cookie jar, sure, the whole family won't have cookies when you're done. But I've had plenty of cookies along the way, and maybe I've stashed some cookies for myself. So the politicians have the opportunity to, well, stick their hand in the cookie jar and take as much as they need for themselves now and today. Sure, maybe it ruins the economy, but they're incentivized as, well, thieves and villains to be able to take this this money that they didn't earn.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And if you get a chance, send your picture into the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. I appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. We continue with Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
Question. Does a taser have two darts?
Yes. I believe it does.
Okay. And the two darts are to complete a circuit, correct?
That is my understanding.
One's in the brain, and the other one's in the body, and the current is flowing from where to where?
From the body to the brain or vice versa?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm an electrical engineer, so I don't really know.
Well, I mean, you know, it's common sense. It's probably going through the brain and going through the body to complete the circuit to the other dart.
Hmm. Possibly. Well, it would go shortest route, right? I mean, so the other dart, if the other dart is also sticking in the person's head, just didn't maybe pierce the skull, then it would probably go directly to that, wouldn't it?
So you're maybe both darts went into the head, or one into the body, one into the head?
I don't know. I'm presuming they both went into the relatively same area, but I don't really know exactly how far those things spread when they get shot, or how far she was from the police chief when she was shot. Don't have all those details. But either way, it's horrific. Wherever they landed, it was completely inappropriate behavior on the part of the police chief, who shot a 14-year-old girl with a taser when she wasn't being arrested or in any way in police custody.
Okay, well let's look at this from an optimistic point of view. Maybe if it did actually go through the brain and to the other dart to complete the circuit, it might have helped the epilepsy.
I suppose it could be true.
Oh, my goodness. Anything else I need to know, Steve?
I'm good, thanks.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Chris in Vermont on the Amp Line. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
I was calling about Sierra from last night. You guys had said that, you specifically, Ian, had said that you would talk to her off air a few times. And that she claimed to be some kind of porn star or whatever?
She did, yeah, that's right. This is a lady that called last night to trash talk a former friend of hers on the air.
Yeah. Well, I'm married and I have a kid and I don't get out much, and I was wondering if you recall what that porn site was.
You know what? She didn't have a site. She just called herself a porn star.
Perhaps she just does it for fun.
Maybe she is. Maybe she's a new entry into the business, and she's just trying to get a foothold or what? I'm not sure.
He's working,
but yeah, I don't recall what her website was. Sorry about that.
Well, that's all right. I'm always up for a new porn site. That's
There's plenty good. Of porn sites out there. I'm sure you haven't exhausted them all, have you?
No, I don't think I have. The interwebs is a big thing.
Yes, indeed. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just want to add that the lady a few minutes ago called in, and she was talking about taxes and exhausting the nation's wealth through taxation. I'd also like to add that, as she's an accountant, she probably understands this, that the actual cost of compliance with the IRS is almost as much as the tax liability itself in some cases,
in the corporate
world.
Yeah, I didn't really want to hold her feet to the flames on that. She may have just been a business accountant. Whether or not she actually fills out tax returns as a business is a question that remains unanswered. I thank you for the call tonight, dude. 800.
Well, it's not the accountant's fault that the governments have these huge hurdles to jump.
But they do have an interest in keeping the government around. Some of the accountants do. More on the way. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts for you to surf around through. There's a lot to look at. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all. Get interactive with our listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com.
I'd like to encourage you to take advantage of a special free offer for our listeners. Audible.com has more than 60,000 downloadable audiobooks for your iPod or MP3 player. You can listen to them on your computer if you'd like to. You can go try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You won't get the free audiobook if you don't go to audiblepodcast.com/FTLs in Free Talk Live.
All right, we'll continue taking your calls about anything. We'll go to Jimmy in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
It's on your mind tonight.
Good. I have a couple things. First, I hate being lied to, and I hate that, you know, my parents were lied to about the JFK thing. And two, I believe in capitalism. I believe in, you know, you have to have a truly free market to have capitalism.
Yeah.
My concern is your guys' views on 9/11. Now, my feeling is the only way to stop these things is to confront the lie. And I'm not agreeing. Well, the lie that was perpetrated on 9/11.
See, the problem with what you're saying here is you'll have to convince people that there was a lie in the first place.
Well, I'm saying for you two, I enjoy you guys. I don't think I agree with how you feel. Like you, it's like this attitude of I don't care, and that's the same thing
that's
that happened
attitude,
with the JFK thing. That's why everything
don't care about that either.
Yeah.
It's done. It's over. We got to move on. We got to deal with the government we're dealing
with. I'm curious. Who killed JFK? Was it the Cubans or was it the CIA? Was it the Italian mafia? Was it another?
Well, it's less about that, and more about, you know.
If you don't confront the lie, you can't make people believe it or whatever it was that you just said. I'm going to trying to reiterate what it was that you just said. And the fact is, we can't talk about what the lie is.
Right. What I'm saying is, it should upset you. And it upsets me that my parents were lied to. Their whole generation was lied to.
The government lies all the time.
It outrages me that they're not outraged.
But the government lies all the time.
Wait, I'm trying to tell you that you're not making a lot of sense here because, first off, you can't point out a lie until you can show someone the truth. By and large, this is the truth. And there isn't the truth on the JFK thing because you can't tell me whether it was the Cubans or the CIA or the Italian mafia or whomever it was of the bevy of people that have been accused of this. And in the same instance, you can't tell me which one, what happened on 9/11 because you don't know and I don't know.
Well, but it's still safe to say that there were lies. Likely lies were told. I mean, if the government is involved, it's very likely.
Was it a hologram that hit the World Trade Center, or was it a real plane?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah.
Are you asking me if a hologram hit the...
I'm asking you, was it a hologram or a real plane?
I don't think there was any planes at all.
You don't think there were any
anyway.
That's the problem, though. You can spend a decade, and believe me, there are radio shows that have, going over the possibilities, and therefore you get mired going around in circle after circle after circle trying to figure out what happened on 9/11. I'll tell you what happened on 9/11. An excuse came up for the government to grow itself.
Yeah, that's about all you need to know, and that's why what I like to focus on.
I totally agree. It's hard to pin you guys down on where you stand on that stuff.
Like, what is so hard to understand?
What difference does it make?
Why are you confused
about it? That right there is just, what difference does it make?
Yeah,
What difference?
Really?
The question is, what difference does it make? What the truth is?
I think we should all be, collectively angry and demand.
How can I be angry if I don't know that if there were no planes, if a hologram hit the World Trade Center, if the planes were hijacked and remote controlled, if there were Arabs on it or CIA agents?
How can I
be angry if I don't effing
know? Okay, can we all agree on one thing?
No.
We all know who perpetrated 9/11.
No, I can't. Agree
are we in
that.
Agreement?
Who perpetrated it?
Dangerous
people.
I don't know.
I think dangerous people that were out to hurt other people did it.
Whoever they are, I don't know who it was. I won't take that position because it doesn't interest me. It doesn't matter to me who it was. What matters is it happened. The government got bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive, which it would have done anyway, but this was a perfect excuse for it to kind of amplify its efforts.
Well, that's what happened, and
that's what we have to deal with now.
Track record,
say what?
Based on, that this elements in this government have done this over and over. I'm going to just take a wild guess and say that it was that government that grew itself immediately after. And another question.
So that's fine. You can go ahead and believe that if you want to. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're right. I'm saying to you
whether you're wrong or right, hang on a second.
What I'm saying to you, sir, is that whether you're wrong or right has no effect, zero effect, on what I will do tomorrow to advance liberty in my lifetime. It has zero effect on what I will do next year to advance liberty in my lifetime. What I'm doing is I'm pointing out to people things that are concrete and realistic. Something that, like we talked about with a 14-year-old girl being shot with a taser in her head earlier this hour, there's no denying that story happened. There's no dispute. I don't have to convince anybody about that. I don't have to deal with their objections. I don't have to do anything like that. And I can just point out that this is tyranny, that this is a police state, that this is awful, and that something needs to be done. Then I provide the solution. What is it that needs to be done? This is another thing you don't get from any of the conspiracy shows, is solutions and ideas. I think that people need to get together that love liberty all in the same geographic location. That's why we support the Free State Project. From that, many new ideas of liberty will follow and be inspired. 9/11 and the so-called truth behind what happened has no bearing whatsoever on anything that I do from here on out or in the past at all. Does that make any sense to you, sir?
What about homeless people moving to New Hampshire?
Let them. Can you stop them?
It's cold up here. I don't know if that's the best idea.
I'm just trying to get a, what are you building, the middle class? or what?
Have you heard this show before? Is this your first time listening?
No, it can't be.
Yeah, no, I listened to the Ridley Report and got, and heard of you guys.
You've watched the Ridley Report and you don't know what the Free State Project is?
Yeah, I know what the Free Project is. I'm just kidding you. But listen.
Okay.
One more thing. You guys know what happened in Venezuela with, where they overthrew Chavez and put in a whole new
Chavez has been overthrown? I don't think so. No. Pretty sure Chavez is still
Honduras.
Down there.
It's not Honduras.
No, remember when they took over Venezuela and Cuba? And they installed a whole new government with a whole new cabinet. I think it was Venezuela.
What about it?
Okay.
Well, if that happened here, if that happened in America, what do you guys think, or, either one of you, what do you think the government would look like?
If they took out...
If that happened, what happened in, I believe it was Venezuela.
When?
What happened there was the people in the street overthrew the government, and they put in all the dictators, they put in Chavez, they flew Chavez back to Venezuela, and
his old cabinet. Different. It sounds like it'd be just another dictator in those positions, just more people in search of power. The people that overthrew the existing people in the positions of power would then seize those positions of power and wield them in the way they saw fit and whatever arbitrary direction they wanted to go to. And that would probably change things.
I'd be for it just because it would. I don't want to see anybody hurt, but I would just because it would slow the government down.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. I understand why you're concerned about what you're concerned about, but I have to say that I think that all the people that are obsessed with the whole JFK, 9/11, Oklahoma City, whatever the hell the moon landing that they're obsessed with, it's your hobby. You can spend whatever time you want on it. I mean, everybody's got hobbies, things that they spend their time on. Just don't try to convince me that it matters. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe it matters to you, but not to me. Because I'm working toward liberty, and I don't need to know what the truth was behind JFK or any of those other things to advance freedom. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter through that link and Free Talk Live will get a cut, get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, whether it's brand new or used even, Amazon actually sells used items. There's a whole lot to choose from. Free Super Saver shipping on a number of their new items. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. Feel good because you're sending, Amazon will cut of the purchase to us at Free Talk Live. So amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we opened up the show tonight with a story about a 14-year-old girl who was in no way in custody by the police. She had been taken down to the police station by her mom to deal with a family issue, which, as we pointed out, is a really, really bad idea. Do whatever you can to avoid bringing the police into any situation. But nonetheless, she did bring her daughter down there. The daughter decided she didn't want to be there, walked away, and then when the police chief gave chase, she ran, and at that point, the police chief then shot her in the head with a taser. And it's just example after example of police brutality, the police state, just oppression, them hurting people and getting away with it. That's really the important point to point out here, is that whenever the police are engage themselves in violence, unless there's a video camera around, there's almost a 100% chance that police officer involved will be completely cleared of all wrongdoing. And even if there is a video camera involved, there's still a good chance that the police will be completely cleared of all wrongdoing, just because the thin blue line has a way of, what's what they call them, their little gang, the thin blue line has a way of wrapping around its members and protecting them. And they have what they call a brotherhood. The police call one another brothers. And so brotherhood, the members of the brotherhood look out for one another. And you can see example after example of this. So the question becomes, well, what happens when a police officer breaks the thin blue line? What happens when one of the brotherhood decides to turn against his brothers and do the right thing and perhaps, spread the word about the truth about what's happening behind the scenes at a particular police department? Well, you might be able to guess what happens, but, Mark, let's talk about a real-world example.
From KVAL.com in Eugene, Oregon, a Eugene police officer says he was pulled from canine duty in retaliation for blowing the whistle on how the SWAT team used firearms. use that the officer said put officers and the public in extreme danger.
Oh boy.
According to a lawsuit filed in Lane County District Court against the city, And a police sergeant, Eugene Police Officer Brian Hagen, says he suffered retaliation and harassment after asking supervisors at the Eugene Police Department to provide the SWAT team with additional training and equipment. The acting chief of police had little to say about the lawsuit. I'll comment as far as to say the complaint that has been made is without merit, and we look forward to pressing it in court, it says Pete Kearns, the interim police chief. Hagen's attorney had to go into a meeting and did not comment. He said Hagen, who was recently injured in the line of duty, was recovering and would not be able for comment. According to the suit, while responding to police calls as part of a canine unit, Hagen reported several negligent and unintended firearm discharges by the SWAT team members.
Wow.
That's pretty serious. That puts the SWAT team, other police officers, and the public in extreme danger. Hagen says
sounds like a bunch of yokels effing around with
Yoo-hoo!
Their guns. Yeah.
Hagen says he made numerous requests for more training and equipment. Instead, Hagen alleges that he was then subjected to an ongoing campaign of retaliation and harassment.
Wow. I mean, this isn't even the most radical of outings. This isn't like he pointed out somebody who harmed someone secretly.
He was within
here.
The department.
Yeah.
He just complained about some people shooting guns accidentally and negligently.
These guys are a bunch of yokels. Let's get them some training. I mean, the police.
It could have been him that caught one of those bullets, you know?
Right. Well, it could have been anybody. And these police hold themselves up as the paragon of excellence when it comes to firearms, right? I mean, they should be the ones that have firearms, not the rest of you little people.
One of the things that you hear about, from the gun confiscation advocates is, well, the police have received training.
Right. How much?
Clearly, they're the ones that don't make mistakes. Apparently, according to this guy, at least, these guys were, you know, pointing guns all over the place and shooting them by accident and all kinds of stuff.
Gosh.
In May 2008, he says he was told that he would lose his spot on the K-9 team. And this is, you know, I can see why officers would want to be on the K-9 team. It's fine drugs.
You had to confiscate it.
Kind of fun stuff to do, I guess.
Keep the cash? Yeah.
During these months, Hagen claims his supervisor publicized his departure and ridiculed him. Apparently, he can't get any corroboration from that. I wonder why. It's probably because of the thin blue line.
This reminds me of Brad Jardis, the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition member, who is one of the very, very few LEAP members who is an actual active duty police officer. And they had been kind of ribbing him in general about that, and then recently he was quoted in a fairly lengthy newspaper article up here in New Hampshire that featured him and Rick Van Wickler, one of the jail superintendents from the Cheshire County Jail, which is where our buddy Dave Ridley is actually being imprisoned at this moment. But they had a handful of cops from New Hampshire that were talking about how it is they've come to the conclusion that prohibition is a really bad idea, just like it was back in the 20s, and that it needs to be ended. And so the retaliation came at that point from the other people in the department, just basically locking him out of any kind of conversations and being very rude to him, being mean to him. He'd already experienced some level of retaliation as far as not getting overtime and that sort of thing, as I understand the story. So it's not uncommon at all. If you're not towing the police line, if you're not doing exactly what is expected of you by the superiors, and that is being completely obedient and not speaking out against problems, apparently, then they'll go after you and they'll punish you, and that's what's happening here. Not an uncommon story at all. Any cop who's had experience on the force will tell you this, and this is one of the reasons why the good cops leave. Why the good cops decide that they just don't want to deal with this crap anymore,
and they leave. I imagine that they get to see over time, if they're there for any length of time, you know, it's what the kind of ribbing that people take, and they know, look, if I step out of line here and I report somebody for something, and this guy, Hagen, all he did was report it to his superiors, and it was some pretty serious stuff, the people firing guns negligently.
So it's not like he went up to, like, some commission or something like that?
He didn't go to the newspaper, he didn't go to file charges, he didn't go to the union, he didn't go to anything. He went up his chain of command.
Talk about an oppressive work atmosphere. An oppressive, frightening, scary workplace environment.
And from what I can tell, the majority of departments are like this. Mm-hmm. The problems come from the top, not from the bottom.
Yeah.
And
watch those yokels will get promoted.
That's how it goes.
The guys fooling with the guns.
Well, because they know to keep their mouths shut.
Mm.
And this guy was trying to make things work the way they're supposed to work. And
so now he's bringing a lawsuit against the department for the retaliation.
Correct. He's seeking extra salary he would have received on the canine team and several $100,000 for emotional distress.
I hope he gets it.
I hope he does. It's just talking about the tax coffers.
That's true. And he won't get it. I mean, it's very unlikely, don't you think?
I think he's up against
the police chief.
I think he'll get something. That's my opinion.
I hope somebody keeps an eye on him.
The union's extraordinarily powerful. If the union's behind him, then...
Is it the union behind him?
It didn't say, but...
I wonder who sways the most influence in the police union. Do you think it's the chiefs?
No, I wouldn't think so.
No?
Chiefs aren't in the union.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're working. Working guys are in unions, supposedly. Once you're in management, you're not in union anymore.
Okay. So anything else about the story you want to share?
That's it.
Let's go to the phone calls. Who's this? Amplifier line on screen. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Gene, the Christian anarchist.
Gene.
Just back from China.
Welcome back. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, we've been talking about police, and I'll tell you that the police in China have a much better working relationship with the public than our police do, and that's in a pretty oppressive regime. In China, they don't treat you too well if you've been arrested for something. But if you're just an average Joe on the street, their interaction with the public is by far better than our police interaction with the public.
When you say that, do you just mean they're friendlier or what? In what way are they better?
They are. Number one, they're not armed. They don't have a taser or a firearm.
I love that. That's great.
You cannot be tasered by them or shot by them. Probably the worst you could get is a whack on the head with a billy club. They actually will talk to the people, and I've seen this in several occasions where people get into arguments or discussions regarding who knows what because they're speaking Chinese. My wife sometimes tries to tell me what's going on, but usually there's a discussion about somebody smoking where they're not supposed to or whatever, and the cop is over there, and they actually try to mediate the situation. They don't just come in there and start bossing people around.
If you have more stories from China, hang on, Gene. We'll bring it back here in moments. Gene, the Christian anarchist on the line with us. We'll talk to you about what you want. You can dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Got a little bit of hate mail. We might share that with you. We don't get that too often, but we got a little more. So we'll get that to you here in moments. And you can call in about anything. That's the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They spent both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. We're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.